Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1824, Tomark LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.38 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway Route 24 and on the north side of Jersey Road, approximately 687 feet east of Gravel Hill Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 73. For the record, we did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from DLDOT saying a TIS is not required. There was a staff analysis. There was also a survey and an exhibit booklet submitted. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Introduce yourself, please.
Good evening. My name is Craig Alaman. I'm an attorney for Tomark LLC from Tunnel and Razor. The two principals of the owner of the property are Mark Shaw.
Mr. Alaman, are you an attorney? Or
yes, attorney at Tunnel and Razor.
Your bar number, sir?
5585.
Thank you.
The two principals of the LLC, the owner of the property, are Mark Shaw and Thomas DePrince. Mr. Shaw is a successful interior designer. He has a lot of high-end clients down in Rehoboth Beach and also in Berlin, Maryland. Mr. DePrince has been dealing with antiques for a very long time as well. This property is actually in an ideal location because it is right in between Berlin, Maryland and Rehoboth Beach. The Millsboro area is growing, and the site they envision using for office and storage space and meeting clients there, storing some of their antiques, some of their furnitures, and meeting the needs of their clients as the needs arise. The application and the change of zoning is consistent with the comprehensive plan. We have a letter from Ms. Cornwell, and a staff analysis was completed. There's a list of neighboring commercial areas there in your packet, which included gas station, Mexican restaurant, several commercial complexes. John Murray of Kershaw Engineering is here with me tonight, and he will supplement my presentation, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you or anybody in the public would have. John?
Good evening. My name is John Murray, a project manager with the Kershaw Group, located in Rehoboth Beach. Here tonight with Craig and representing Tomark LLC regarding this application for a change of zone. As Craig mentioned, Tomark LLC is requesting the change of zoning for the subject parcel, which is 5.38 acres from AR1 to CR1 commercial. You can see on the plan the property is located along Delaware Route 24, just to the northeast of Millsboro Pond. And it's currently located adjacent to several properties which also have commercial zoning. You can see in your packet, we lay out that across the street from the subject parcel, the four parcels colored red by the county zoning map are currently occupied parcel 36 by a restaurant, being La Quetzalteca, if I pronounce that correctly, parcel 37, which is a produce stand, parcel 38, which is an existing commercial, small commercial complex of stores known as Ivy Square, and another commercial complex known as Keys Rentals, which specializes in mini storage and golf cart sales and servicing. There's also several parcels located to the northeast of this. You can see there's zoned neighborhood business. Those are currently being used by Jonco Plaza, Lighthouse Point, Village Green. There's an existing small shop, Vinny's Pizza, and there's another business use which I believe is currently vacant looking for lease space. Craig had mentioned a gas station, which I don't know if you can see it well on the plan. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the area, but located, my pointer will work here, directly adjacent to Millsboro Pond, right here. Okay. Right at this location is existing BP gas station, which I don't believe is zoned commercial, but I believe it had a couple gas station uses before BP came to play, and I believe that predated the existing zoning code. The property was chosen for a couple different reasons by our clients. One is that it is in a prime location in terms of access. It's located along a major thoroughfare in Delaware Route 24. It's located adjacent to existing properties that are zoned commercial. It's also located 500 feet away from the intersection of Delaware Route 24 and Delaware Route 30, which is identified by the state of Delaware, Delaware Department of Transportation, as a truck route. Obviously, with this location, it's also located very close to US 113 for access to the property. The comprehensive plan of Sussex County identifies this area as a developed land and the future land use as a developing area. The potential municipal annex areas and areas of concern also identify this property as a long-term annex area, and the strategies for state policies and spending identify this property as being an investment level two where growth is encouraged. The site plan that you were provided, which I don't know if we can pull that site plan up. I don't have a copy of it. Okay. In your booklet that you have in front of you, you have a copy of the site plan that was prepared for the application. On that site plan, you'll see that there were two 4,800 square foot office slash warehouse structures proposed with supporting infrastructure, being a small parking area for each structure, loading spots for each structure in compliance with the code. Also, you'll see some improvements that were required by the Delaware Department of Transportation as part of our letter of no objection submission procedure, which are the entrance to Route 24 itself and a 10-foot wide multi-use path, which will be required along the entirety of the property frontage for future interconnectivity. In terms of developed property, you'll also notice that immediately to the southwest of this property is a current Delmarva Power and Light substation. The property itself would be served at this time by well and septic until sewer and water became available for use. That's all that I have.
We're happy to entertain any questions that you all may have.
Okay, stand fast. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
I think my main concern is just the traffic, but I guess you'll work that out with DOT getting on and off, particularly coming out and making that left-hand turn.
Yeah, any type of finalized plan would have to go through and be approved by the appropriate authorities. So that's something that's been taken into consideration and something that is being dealt with.
Yeah, that's I guess that really wasn't much of a question, but that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Wheatley?
Just want to confirm that there's not going to be any access from Jersey Road. No access from Jersey Road proposed.
There's no proposed access to Jersey Road, in part for two reasons. One is that the area behind the parcel on Jersey Road is a residential use area. Number two is that you can see that while there's a, whatever you may want to call it, a pigtail or a panhandle of property that goes to Jersey Road, the width of that is only 20 feet wide. So it would not be possible to create a drive aisle that would meet the specifications of Sussex County or the Office of the State Fire Marshal to Jersey Road.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Ms. Hoyce?
I have no questions.
The even if that access, thank you, Mr. Wheatley, for bringing that up. I realize it's only 20 feet, but if you made it one way, I mean, is there room for an exit there?
You're talking again about the access to Jersey Road.
The 20 foot, I mean, is that enough space to do a one-way exit?
If I'm not mistaken, the Office of the State Fire Marshal standards for a one-way access is 16 feet wide, I believe, which, you know, there's room for it there. It wouldn't really provide a whole lot of room in terms of constructing the access and tying back into grade before you're meeting neighboring properties. It's not something that would be preferred in terms of access, again, just because, you know, the nature of this application is for a rezoning to commercial. The properties across the road from the property are also zoned commercial, whereas the properties behind are zoned agricultural, residential, and it is a residential area. You know, the access that you see on the site plan itself is somewhat minimal, and that's really because of the nature of the what is proposed at this time with the application. Our clients are really looking for a location where they can have a small office while also giving them an opportunity to store their wares for their businesses. So in terms of traffic coming in and out of that property, if this application were to be acted upon favorably, it would be relatively minimal because it would be limited to our clients themselves, maybe a couple of employees, but for the most part, they're using it for the storage of their own wares, each of our clients. Now, obviously, if something were to happen in the future and if they were to do something else with that property down the road, if the application was acted upon favorably, you know, that's a whole nother animal in terms of going back through the Delaware Department of Transportation and potentially opening themselves up to more improvements, whether they'd be required to the site itself or along Delaware Route 24. And I can see how it would make sense to provide an access to Jersey Road just because I believe Jersey Road, where it meets Route 24, they have a new light traffic signal that they've installed at that location.
Right there in Hollyville, yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's something that, you know, we'd really try to avoid if we can, simply to stay out of the residential area.
Well, as you're aware, I mean, this is a change in zone application. So once the zone's changed, there's a lot of things you can do with that commercial zoning. And we don't control that. They're permitted once we change the zone. So it's hard for us to put much water into that. It's going to be a limited use because all those uses that are in the zone that are permitted, it could happen. If not immediately, it's sometime down the road. And I share the concern of my fellow commissioners about the heavy traffic that goes around that corner and backs up on into Millsboro and somebody trying to make a left-hand turn out there. The right-hand turn is not that big a deal. You can merge in and horn your way in going right with traffic. But trying to make a left-hand turn on that particular spot is nightmarish. And that's why we're trying to find some relief to say, hey, okay, you know, maybe we could restrict it right in, right out. And then you have an exit on the other side of the property, and that could accommodate that issue. And that's what we're trying to solve with our questions. Ms. Walls, do you have any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I think just to go off your point, Mr. Chairman, in looking at this, it seems like a relatively small portion of this property would be developed at this time. What's the developable area of the rest? Are there portions that cannot be developed for whatever reason, topographically or what have you, or because this is for the entire parcel? So
to be quite honest, the only areas that are limited in terms of, I guess, whatever the word would be, developability in the future would be that panhandle area in terms of structures themselves and the areas outside of the building restriction line. Other than that, it's a relatively squared property, so the area, you know,
no water issues with getting. Okay, yeah, I couldn't tell from the site plan. That was one of my questions. And about how much of this, I didn't catch it on the site plan. Maybe it's there and I missed it. What's the approximate percentage of the area that's being proposed to be developed at this time versus the entire parcel?
It doesn't look like there's a breakout of the. If you're referring to just the proposed developed coverage on the property.
Yeah.
The two structures themselves are 4,800 square foot and footprint apiece. So, you know, 9,600 square feet. If you add at a minimum that equivalent, I would say you're probably looking at about 25,000 square feet roughly of impervious coverage on this, not including the multi-use path along the property frontage that's required by DelDOT.
Sure. So we might be looking in the neighborhood of 15 to 20% of the land area.
I would say it's probably around, yeah, maybe 12 to at most 15%, no more than that.
All right. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Please have a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Does anyone like to speak in favor of change in zone number 1824, Tomark LLC? Would anyone like, you want to speak in favor, Mr. Couples?
For the record, my name is Gary Couples. I'm a registered professional land surveyor in Delaware and numerous other states. and also registered as a professional planner in the state of New Jersey. Looking at this plan, and there was some discussion about the 20-foot easement to our ownership. It's not really an easement, and they actually own it, 20-foot corridor. I think from the standpoint of the residents of Jersey Road, we don't want any more commercial traffic on Jersey Road or any of the roads that access directly to it. That said, we would have no problem with the rezoning to commercial because it does make some sense. It fronts on 24. It makes a lot of sense. But what we would want is a deed restriction on the property that would restrict access solely to 24. No access to Jersey Road at all. And I realize as far as buffer yards that we have all of the issues that go forth if in fact this is approved. And I feel like I'm walking on the dark side because normally I'm sitting here, I haven't seen a land development project that I didn't like. And I, in all honesty, have no problem with this. There is, however, a problem with the application. The application has been filed with the Planning and Zoning Commission in violation of Title 24, which requires sealed documents to be filed with all reports, plans, etc. I have a copy of that law, Title 24. I can present that to your solicitor if that's okay. This is for surveyors and engineers, as well as landscape architects. As a registered individual myself, I take this as an affront when someone comes here and proposes some sort of proposal to you and doesn't have the credentials. That's a problem for me. That's a problem for every individual that's licensed to practice in this state. I would strongly suggest that the application be rejected without prejudice and be resubmitted with the proper certifications. That's what I have to say, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Couples. Mr. Sharp, would you like to comment on the deed restrictions?
He's given us, it looks like, a very long section here, so to figure out the nuances specifically, Mr. Chairman, it might take some time. So, to be honest, it's not an issue that I've encountered before. I know that we see a lot of surveys before the commission as well as the board, so.
Well, I mean, this is not a site plan review, it's a change of zone. So the question is this really required? Ms. Cornwell, would you like to comment?
I'd have to verify with the zoning code to see if it is actually a requirement for a change of zone application before I.
And then, Mr. Sharp, if you wouldn't mind comment, I mean, I don't believe we have the authority in a change of zone application to put any restrictions on the deed. Do you want to comment on that, please?
Yeah, I think that's more appropriate in a conditional use setting, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, that was testimony in favor of the application. Does anyone like to speak in opposition to the application? Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Robert Sarringer. I live on 26488 Jersey Road, right next to this supposed area here where we're having this problem. Now, as you can see, they're not showing you, but we live, that parcel is very close to the Indian River. If you take and open up this area, put a large area of pavement and whatever, you're going to have all kinds of debris blowing off of Route 24 coming across there. You're only a couple of hundred feet from the Indian River. Where's it going to go? It's going to blow right over into the river. Any spillage, any, you know, they're talking about not using this road. Well, there's a piece of property right next to it that's for sale. Suppose they buy that piece of property. Now they've got this and that piece of property, and they can put as wide a road as they want in there. This is just unreasonable. What I'm proposing here is that, I know you guys are going to allow this to be a commercial piece of property, but I'm proposing that you put a fence 8 foot high, white vinyl fence, all the way around the back of this property to prevent any debris, anything blowing from the Route 24 over across into the Indian River onto Jersey Road. If there's a flood, you're just gonna run right into the river.
I understand, sir. This is a change of zone application. It doesn't require a site plan. We don't get into the site plan unless the change of zone was granted, and then the applicant would come in with a preliminary site plan to commission.
But if you don't have a barrier there to prevent.
But that's not a consideration for this application this evening.
Okay. So my other concern is that this road, that this 20-foot section can be accessed as a one-way street. Now, there is no way that you can turn a tractor trailer or anything around on that road. Is a very narrow road. It's only 20 feet per lane, and there's no access for bikes or sidewalks or anything right there. So you have no way to get trucks in and out of a tractor trailer. And God forbid you got a truck coming in and out of there, and you get sideswiped with somebody going 50 miles an hour down that road, you're going to have an oil spillage that's going to go right down to the Indian River, because it's all downhill from that edge of that road right downhill.
Well, right now, sir, in their concept plan, which is not something that we're really studying in the application, they're not proposing to use that sliver of land. They're proposing access to Route 24 only.
And suppose they buy the piece of property next to it?
Then that would be something that the DLDOT would have to approve it, and we would consider it.
So there's no barrier to keep any debris or anything coming from this piece of property?
Right now, we're just discussing a change in zone only.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you, because this is really going to be crazy.
Thank you, sir. In opposition, yes, young lady.
Good evening. My name is Karen Lessie, and I live at 26488 Jersey Road. I'm against this property becoming a commercial property. First of all, my concerns is the traffic in that whole area. Right now, it's just a bottleneck. And if you add another commercial property, making turns just like this gentleman said before, or coming out of it, the fact is that our Jersey Road, yes, okay, it's not wide enough from what I'm hearing tonight to make it a two-way, but it's wide enough for a one-way. Our street is now used as an access to avoid some of the congestion. A light was put, but it doesn't stop the cars from flying down to get to the end of the road. We have children, we have pets, it is residential. I don't think, okay, it's fair and to change it. It was agricultural. We do not need another commercial area there. And what this gentleman is proposing, it all sounds very nice, okay? It's a storage, it's small, only 12%. Why are you purchasing, why is anyone getting, 5 acres? For such a little thing. In my mind, sure, that's the proposal. Let's change it to commercial, and then what happens? Okay, once it's commercial, my understanding is that you could put anything there. So now, because it's zoned, so now we could go from these two little storage to who knows what. We don't need the traffic. We don't need, if it can become a one-way, we don't need more traffic on 24. There are commercials. That area itself is a bottleneck. And if it's just for something like this, okay, that he's proposing, I believe there's a lot of other areas that are not congested. From what I hear, he doesn't need to be in such an area. It's not like it's a shopping mall, gosh forbid, okay, that he needs to be out there with all the other. I mean, it sounds like it's a storage and something to house. Well, then go pick another property. And then if behind it all, okay, that It becomes retail stores or whatever, where you have tractor trails trying to get in and out. It just, that area doesn't call for it. We have homes, it's residential, and I have children play out there. I try to walk my dog. It's like I feel like I'm in a war zone now. And it's just unfair. And now you're going to create something even more. And I think, okay, that it's unfair. Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, all the way in the back in the blue shirt.
Hello, my name is William Waples. I've lived on Jersey Road for 30-some years. My family has owned property there for close to 100. The field you were talking about was at one time in my family, and they kept it planted in soybeans and corn each year. Since my great aunt's death, there has been nothing in the field but trees, bushes. 5 businesses have tried to go in there. The very first one was a boat storage. They couldn't get approval to come in off of 24. They too tried to come in off Jersey Road. They were denied. A church was there. I don't know the denomination, but they put up a big tent, and they did not last because they could not come in from the highway, but they came in from Jersey Road using the back entrance. Then a trailer place wanted to come in. They too could not get permission to come in from 24. The last gentleman lives in our area. He owns the shed corporate, builds sheds and sells sheds down to Dagsboro. Very nice gentleman. He came in, he cleared all the land out. And he told us, oh yes, I have permission. $50,000, I'll have an entrance to come in from 24. Well, folks, he lost out. He's not there. It went back to being just a field. We've had it one time, it was all broken up in lots. They did all the perk tests and everything, they were going to sell it as lots. That failed. For some reason, all these businesses have job getting in from 24. The folks ahead of me spoke truly and honestly about what they were saying about 24. They put a light at the end of our road. Great. It's on one end, it makes it great. But on the other end, it's called the dragway. These vehicles now leave the Millsboro area where the light isn't, and they fly down our road just so they can get to the end of it before all the traffic is coming around and make it a right turn to be on the back on the 24 and go to their destinations. This has been a quiet neighborhood, a quiet street, and most of the people living here have been here for a long time. And my only thing is, I don't want someone coming in, they're telling you they're going to come in on 24. We got permission, oh yes. It'll just cost us X amount of dollars to put our way into 24, but we'll be that way. And the next thing you know, they're slipping in the back door on Jersey Road, which is part of that land he's talking about, is where they want to make a road coming in, all these other people did. At one time, there was a home there. Like I say, it is a quiet neighborhood. We don't need the extra traffic or noise. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition?
I think I'd like to say something.
No. In opposition, yes?
Yes. Hi, Patty Turpin, 26582 Jersey Road. I'm a 50-year resident of the road, and basically I'm just supporting what's been said before about the traffic on Jersey Road. My real problem is that access, and if it's zoned commercial, you know, we're afraid they're going to slip that in. We have a problem. There's a traffic problem through that whole area. I work in Salisbury. I get home around 5:30. I wouldn't even try to go to the end of my road before 6:30. 3:30 to 6:30 in the evening, not beach traffic, just everyday business traffic is horrendous. And like people have said, people try to zoom down our road as a shortcut. I've been sitting at the end of the road where there's the bridges, trying to get out, and I've had people pass me on the left because they're impatient and I'm not fast enough. So just stating the same thing that's been said before, my opposition is with anything that would put people on Jersey Road. Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Yes, sir.
My name is Kevin Batts out of the 26540 Jersey Road. My complaint is the same as everyone else's. We cannot have an access to that property on Jersey Road. Please do not change the zoning to commercial unless you deed some way that it's closed. This is too much traffic. One of my neighbors tried to come home the other day to turn right on Jersey Road, but she couldn't because there's three cars coming out turning left. We just cannot have any more traffic of any type on Jersey Road. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we understand you don't want access to Jersey Road, okay? Anyone else have anyone else want to speak in opposition? Yes, sir? You right here, sir? You jumped up first. We'll let you come on up first. Speedy Gonzalez gets the ticket.
Yeah. Brett Murray, 26456 Jersey Road. I definitely agree that there should be no access off Jersey Road. And I really question the viability of a commercial operation off 24. You're going to play quite a game with Delta to get an access that near other commercial accesses around that curve. It, as people have said, traffic there is ridiculous. And it won't get any better.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, all the way in the back. Young lady all the way in the back. Ma'am, you have to introduce yourself, and then you can actually use the screen up front if you don't mind.
My name is Joan Baalbeck, and I lived on Jersey Road for 38 years. So I wanted to just give you a little bit of the history that most of us know. But
you can actually use that one right there.
Okay. I am not technological.
It's okay. You can pick up the pen.
Right here is the old... Jersey Road is the old Route 24. Decades ago, they built this annex so that the residents here would have alleviated some of the traffic. And also, all these big trucks found it almost impossible to make this hard turn. So if you did eventually make this accessible commercially, it would be terrible. The traffic would be increased, but this would be so dangerous. So you need to think about that when you're thinking about this commercial zoning. And this curve here is very dangerous. I know I've almost been hit several times just trying to get onto Route 30 and whatnot. So it really needs to be well thought out before you people make the decision. That's all I need to say.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We had someone in the back left, I thought. No? Yes, sir. Oh, you moved up. Very good. Shorten the walk.
My name is Dusty Long. I also live at 26540 Jersey Road. My main point is, along with my neighbors, is the traffic, but it's also our property values. It is a concern to me that if that were allowed to become a commercial access off of that road. We live almost directly across from it. One, we would have to deal with headlights shining in our windows at all hours, but, and I know that they don't want to make it a late hour business, but as you said, once it's a commercial, the doors are open. And my concern would be not only our property, but a couple of the other adjoining properties that parcel would be negatively affected.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir.
My name's MacArthur Williams. I live at 26478 Jersey Road. I agree with everything that has been said, but I just want to put my grandchildren in the picture in that I stand outside trying to make sure that they do not step onto Jersey Road. It is now like a super highway, and it's become very dangerous for me because I stand out there with my cell phone making them think I'm recording them coming down there at 65 and 70 miles an hour, and all I get out of it is the sign. You know, I get the sign, which I think is very dangerous, but I would rather have that than have somebody come through and start pop-shotting at me. But this is how I feel, and I feel that making that anything different from the way it's been since our family has come down here in 1984 is a disaster. And I just ask that you do not, please. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Going once? Anyone else? Yes, young lady, come on up.
I'm Alice Betts, and I live 26552 Jersey Road. I'm the oldest one that's ever lived there.
Address the commission, please. Thank you.
I've been living there most of my life, and it's everything they said is true. I don't care what they put on there as long as they go out on 24, and the access to Jersey Road should be stopped. It's just, and I think there's only one more property on our road now that goes from road to road. And I don't understand. And one of them even said how many businesses went there. How could they have gone there and it wasn't commercial? How was this allowed? You know, I've often wondered that. If this one person has to get the permission to make it commercial, how did the rest of them get it?
Apparently they never did because it's zoned AR.
You know, and so I just beg you, don't let them come on Jersey Road. Because it's to the point now, if you live there, you got to think of what you got to do and when you got to do it before you go. You can't get in your car and just, hey, I got to go somewhere. It's just not possible. Thank you.
Thank you, young lady. Anyone else speak in opposition? No conversations, please. The noise carries up here and interrupts things. Anyone else in opposition? Hearing none, anyone on the commission have any questions? Ms. Walls?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thanks.
Mr. Shaw?
I have none, thank you.
We're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, see if we can make a decision, or stay with us or call the office in the morning. Many of you are going to get up and walk out, and when you do, you stand up and mouths open, and we have a lot of other business to conduct. So if you do leave, please leave quickly and quietly so we can continue our meeting. Thank you.